All right, welcome to the Highmark Charter School Board of Directors meeting. It's April 12th, 2021. We're at 2467 South Weber Drive in South Weber at the school. I'm here and I'm Richard Bigler.
I'm Lori Drake.
Blake Peterson.
Rory Buchanan.
David Garrison.
Thank you.
Mary Johnston.
Crystal Taylor.
Jim Dorr.
We'd like to welcome David in his unofficial capacity here tonight.
We'll just, for the record, we'll just list David as abstaining for any official vote tonight.
Thank you. All right, we have a couple of consent items we want to take care of before we move into closed session. And we've got the March 15th board meeting minutes and the March 17th board meeting minutes. I'd like to make a motion that we approve those minutes.
Both of them?
At the same time.
Okay, I'll second that. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. We also have a technology purchase that we're discussing tonight.
I can tell you about this. So this is, if you remember, we have some money from SCED that we have to spend this year. And so we're trying to get ahead of all the orders that come in the fall. So we've ordered 70 Chromebooks already. We use the money, some of that ESSR money for that. ESSRs, they call it, you know. And then, and we did part of that, and then we did part of Chromebooks with SPED, but we still have some more money, so this is part of what we're doing with SPED. We need those audio enhancements, so what they are is those microphones that the teachers hang on. They're really awesome, but they have to put the, you know, they have to wire them, they're wireless, but they have to put them in the ceiling, and then the class can hear them. And it just makes teachers not so exhausted at the end of the day. You know, they can just talk in their regular voice, and it can... I had one little girl say, "I'm really sorry, but I think the fourth grade teacher's yelling at the kids all the time." And I said, "Oh, what is she saying? I don't know, I can't hear her words, but I'm concerned because she didn't yell last year at us nice." And so I said, "I'll be talking to her about that." Well, she has a voice enhancement thing this year. And everyone can hear her. It's so cute. But this little girl was kind of concerned, you know? But so they're really good, and they help teachers to not be so tired at the end of the day with all their talking. So we're just going to try to get those around to every classroom, you know, eventually. So this is 10 more. We bought seven last year and this year. So we're getting close.
How long do they last?
I don't know that, but probably like most things, 3-5 years, right? But we won't have to rewire it.
Same, yeah.
We might have to buy a new
COVID money.
And they
right.
last longer than that for some of our hardwoods. I think where it's just probably the teacher using it, they should take better care of it.
Probably ought to wait on that.
Okay. Was that a question for me? No? Okay.
Well, she was wondering if you were using any of the COVID money for any of
what you were
going to
do it.
Microphones.
Oh, we've done mainly Chromebooks, mainly with it.
Okay.
And then, and we've had to do some other things with it, but that's probably the basics of the money. We've got that one last payment that we get to use, and so our goal is to have Chromebooks for 6th through 9th, the one-on-one.
Perfect.
And so we're using our money to try to get us there. And then if we end up going out, I mean, who knows, right? Another pandemic. Then everyone's got them. Well, what if we do? What if we do? I'm just saying.
Get back which.
But I'm not going to be here, so it doesn't really matter to me that much.
I'll be home anyway.
We're prepared. We're prepared.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's what that's about. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions about this purchase?
I think she explained it very well.
Can we afford it, Blake?
No.
We can't afford it because we're using SPED money.
Mm-hmm. We have to use that.
I always have to ask Blake if we can afford
it. It's either that or send the kids to Germany on a vacation. Mm. Remember, isn't that what international school did?
They
with
did.
Their SPED money. Mm-hmm. That's what started that whole investigation.
That could be a problem. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't do that.
Let's not do that.
No, wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to approve this purchase.
I'll make a motion to approve the ETS project quote for $15,630, as discussed.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for doing that.
All right. Now We need to move into a closed session. Someone like to make a motion for us to do that?
I move that we move into our closed session. I move that we move.
To discuss the character
of professional competence. To discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual pursuant to Utah Code 52-4-205-IA-1A.
I second the motion.
All in favor? I, Richard Bigler.
I, Blake Peterson.
Well, I, Lori Drake.
I, Rory Ukenna.
All right, we're in closed session.
And it's 6:18 p.m. in the library.
With the